calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Creston. I will be your net control this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All properly licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those who do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. Net operates on 147.060 repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7. Net is held each Wednesday night, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also, to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TIPSnet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when everyone has been checked in, we'll go down to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in phase, please state if you have a question or comment for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or seeking amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. For checking in, please say, "This is," and release the mic button like this. To listen, to ensure that no one else is called at the same time you have, then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and and if you have a comment or question. Let me reset. Okay, and if I have to reset a little more often, I'm getting over a cold, so things are happening here. With that piece of unwanted information, this is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control, ready to take in, check in now. Please come with your call sign slow.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim in Groton, and no questions, but an interesting item I found.
To the net. R, Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Nice opening to the net there, Dave. And I have one question, and then I might have a second one later on if everybody behaves. But I do have one question for the net concerning a local repeater.
This is Whiskey 1, Julia Oscar Papa, John City of Groton, no questions, no traffic.
Here is Kilo 1, Romeo, Mike November, Bob in Oakdale, with a question.
All right, nice little call up. Whiskey 1 TWR with, I'll call it a comment, I guess. Kevin, with a one, possibly two questions, and you're asking for us to behave, and you know that isn't going to happen. But we'll get to you. John, good to hear you early in the net tonight. So sit back and enjoy. And K1RMN with a question. So nice little call up. Before I go any further, is there another station that would like to check in now? This is Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango. Good evening, Steve. Welcome to the net. So let's go to the top of the list and find out what Tim has on his mind. And I'm glad we got questions and things going on, although I did spend a little time digging around, come up with some stuff. So we'll see how it goes, and if not, I'll save my stuff. So KC1PWR, go ahead with your, we'll call it a comment, K1DCT.
Well, thanks, Dave, but rather than get people sidetracked on my comment, I'd rather defer to Kevin and Bob with their questions, and then if time allows later, I can make my comment. I don't want to get people distracted and not get their questions answered, so I'll defer until those questions are dealt with. So back to K1DCT from KC1TWR.
All right, no problem, Tim. You know, it can always come out if it's more of a comment or something. You know, we bleed into the next section. So with that, we'll go to Kevin, and let's see what he has for questions for the net tonight. K6PDG, K1DCT in the dip net.
Thank you much. Dave, I almost forgot your name. Boy, I just woke up from a nap. And, yeah, whenever I'm running the net, I always refer to this as sort of the topic portion because it could be a comment, it could be a discussion point, it could be a question. Anyway, that's just me, neither here nor there. I'll do both of my questions, get them out of the way. Everybody's been behaving very well so far. And I don't want that to, you know, if that should change, you know, I don't want it to affect my questions. Okay, number one, everybody loves a good mystery. I know Halloween has passed, but my question is, where is that repeater? Where did it go? What happened to it? How come it's not there anymore? Did somebody steal it? Is it broken? Did it go off the air? Okay, let me reset. Repeater I'm questioning is, or the repeater I have a question regarding, is the one at the Norwich Free Academy, the NFA Ham Club repeater. I'm sorry, I forgot the call sign. I want to say it's W1HLO, but I'm going from memory, and we know how that is. I had forgotten what the frequency was. I thought I knew the frequency. Turns out I didn't. Couldn't remember the PL. Couldn't find it anywhere. So I emailed my buddy W1GIV, who many of you know, George, who's out in Indiana now. And he reminded me that the frequency was 441.950, and the PL is 67 hertz. So I punched it up on my little radio here, prepared to put it in the memory channel, and no repeater. Not there. Nothing. Nothing comes back. And I'm only two blocks from the campus, so I would hit it if it were there. I said, well, gee, I thought, and I'm going to reset again. It was maybe maybe on 441.4, so I tried that. Nope, no repeater. So I'm wondering if anybody knows, is there a problem with that repeater? Has something changed? Is it no longer used? I'm sure if I wanted, I could make a call over to the school, but I thought it might be worth asking about here on the net. Maybe one of the Raison members who's in contact with NFA from time to time might know what happened to the NFA repeater. My second question, real quick, is that next week is the first Wednesday of the month, and this is probably directed mainly at Tim. I was wondering if we had a topic we were going to focus on next week, as we talked about perhaps doing on the first Wednesday of each month, maybe, maybe. That's all. KA6PDG, back to Nat.
All right, very good, Kevin. Well, you know what? News to me about the repeater at NFA. I didn't even know there was one, but probably the person to get a hold of, and I can't come up with his call sign. Tony, he runs the CD. I'm not sure if he's a teacher or guidance or whatever he does over at but he runs that ham club. I can't come up with the call sign at the moment, but I might bug in tonight. So, news to me, but maybe somebody else knows something which beyond what I know, which is not surprising at all. And I guess as far as the first Wednesday tips net, we'll have to wait till it cycles around him. So with that, we'll go to John. Like I said, John, good to hear you early tonight. And if you have any input on the repeater or anything else you'd like to interject, W1JOP, K1DCT in the tip stack.
W1HLO's website at NFA, I just typed in Google and they're active. Their repeater is no longer on the air, but I don't really see why. I'm trying to look through their page and find out why, but back in May 31st of 2019, they launched a high altitude balloon with an APRS tracking and a live amateur television feed. So the club is still active, but why the repeater is not there, I can try and find that out on the webpage. But they do acknowledge it's no longer there, but don't see why. Anyway, back to the W1JOP.
All right, John, well, thanks for going out and searching that. At least now we have confirmation that it's not there. And the mystery still remains. As Sherlock Holmes would say, the game is afoot. So with that, let's get on to K1RMN. If you have any comments about this, or if you'd like to throw your question into the mix at this point, and we can turn it all around. K1RMN, K1DCT in the tip net.
K1DCT, this is K1RMN. Well, since I don't know anything about the NFA repeater, I will save you all a lot of discussion and go on to my question, which is, I have an ICOM 7300 HF radio, and I have a KPA Elecraft power amp coming in, and I've been reading a lot about connecting it up, and the Elecraft documentation gives me the cables and says you can do it directly. But then I do some more reading, and I see that there's other units out there, like an ARB 704. And my question is, do you need an interface unit? Do you not need an interface unit? Is it more for older amplifiers, tube units? This is going to be a solid state unit with a fairly new radio. So just looking for opinions on whether or not you would install one or not. That's my question, and I'll send it back to Net Control. This is K1. Armin.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, interesting question. I also have a 7300, no amplifier, but without digging in here too deep, I would think that most amplifiers today, solid-state rigs, have push-to-talk outputs and ALC control lines and those kinds of things. It appears, anyway, from my little experience, that it should be fairly easy to interconnect without some other device. But like I said, I don't have a power amp. I'm just going by what I've seen and read. So let's go down to Steve and see what he has to say about missing repeaters. The first Wednesday TipsNet, or some input for Bob about the 7300 and KPA. And K1B, K1DCT, and the TipsNet.
NK1V. Let me see. I was curious about the repeater. I don't even know if I can hit that one from here or not. So, not sure if that would make a difference or not. The on the power amp, on using an amp, I am a firm believer. I have a an Ameritron that I've used on a couple different of my ICOMs, and I do always use their ARB704. It's like their little relay connector, just because it just, even we're dealing with such micro currents that there's so much that can go wrong inside an amp and just shoot some kind of deadly force into an expensive radio. So it seems like for the $40 or whatever for the interface, it seems like a worthwhile investment, and it actually makes it a little bit easier to switch around and stuff like that. That's all I have for this round. Back to Net and K1B.
All right, very good, Steve. Thank you for your input. At this point, we'll come up to Tim. Oh, actually, before we get to Tim, even though we did defer, I will pause here and see if there are any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your Net Control. Okay, not hearing anyone. Let's go to KC1TWR. This is K1DCT.
This is Tim, KC1TWR. That's an interesting question, Kevin, about the W1HLO repeater. The fact that there's no mention of it on the website leads me to wonder if they just decided not to use it. I did go to anyrepeaters.com, that's northeastrepeaters.com, and it is still listed there. That verifies that is where it was, and that the frequency was 441.950 with a PL of 67. But the fact it's not mentioned on the website means to me that it's probably gone, but it'd be good to verify it. It's true. Bob, I have no clue on your question, so I will not attempt to answer that or do anything with it. As far as, let's see, what did I do with it? I was just,
Okay, as far as what we can do on the tips net for next Wednesday, I think that a good thing to do, one of the suggestions that came in for the theme for the first Wednesday of December would be something seasonal. For instance, what preparations do most amateur radio operators make for the fall and winter months? How do they prepare for antenna icing, coax insulations, checking the grounds? Will snow affect their antennas? So I think that'll make a good theme for next week, but I'd like to put that out to those who are attending this evening and get your thoughts as well. Back to K1DCT from KC1TWR.
All right, very good, Tim. That sounds like a good lineup of topics. Probably won't get through them all one evening, I would think, but it's okay. You can storm up, because sometimes it's good to have a topic in your back pocket, or at least on your clipboard. I have poked around a bit on the interweb about the amplifier situation. And it does say something, it is talking about the KVA 500. I don't know if that's what you got, Bob, but it says you can definitely have to connect the ALC and, the key, the ALC out and the ALC jack on between the two, and then the send jack and the PA key on the amplifier. And it talks something about letting it band switch on its own. So apparently that amplifier is pretty smart. I'm not sure if you have the 500 or something else, but that's my quick jaunt over here to the interweb. Let's get on to Kevin and see if he has any follow-up comments or questions. K6PDG in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. This is Net Control, K1DCT.
All right, Dave, and the assembled tipsters, good stuff so far on the net. Don't have a clue on the 7300 question. I might rather imagine Bob has been on the internet, but is looking for some input from those with more experience. Anyway, I'm sure the comments are helpful for him. Now, unless I was sitting here dreaming, as I say, I just woke up from a nap a while ago, but I understood W1JOP to say that the website does acknowledge that the repeater is no longer present and accounted for. It just didn't give a reason. If I'm wrong, then John can correct me. I think he's the next up on your list. But at least they, if I understood that correctly, at least it's not a total mystery. They know that it's not there. They're just not telling us why. That's too bad. It had pretty good coverage of Norwich. I don't think you'd hit it from Coventry, Steve, although you are up pretty high. It was not a wide area repeater, and I can't remember which building it was on top of. I think where the, it's been a while since I've been over to the campus. I think it was where they have the planetarium and the place where the ham club meets. I can't remember which, but Cranston maybe. It might be Cranston. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Tim, thanks. I think that's great about next week's topic. I know one thing we're doing is, hey, one thing hams can do to prepare for the inclement winter weather is to have a good old-fashioned inclement weather storm. And I think we're expecting one, but that's something John can probably speak to. And one more quick comment, and then I'll shut up for this round. Let me reset. Mentioned the 7300. It occurred to me maybe to mention that I got an email this evening, and my ICOM 7200 is on its way, or at least it has a shipping label on it. Supposed to get it sometime next week. Very excited about that. The question would be, is anybody else on the net expecting any goodies from Santa Claus, ham radio-wise, or anything that they're picking up on during the holiday season as far as radio gear? KA6PDG, back to the tips net.
Oh, very good, Kevin. Yes, you. I believe you did hear correctly that John confirmed the repeater is not there. So apparently, it's a known. We'll call it a fact, I guess. And that's it. As far as amateur radio goodies from Santa, the best I could hope for would be a hunk of galena instead of my usual hunk of coal. So with that, we'll go down to John, see if he has any further input of anything that's been discussed so far, or something new to bring up. W1JOP, K1DCT.
W1JOP. Yeah, I was actually looking forward to tonight because work let everybody go 1600, so I thought it would be a good net to sit through, as I've only sat through usually the past 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah, I know, it looks like they still have an active club, but it does not look like you said, the repeater does not look active right at the moment. And they do acknowledge that, so, but it does look like an active club. And there was something else I wanted to say, and I totally forgot what it was. So I'm just passing back to Ned as I make dead air. This is W1JOP.
All right, well, very good. If you come up with it, I'm sure we'll go through the list again. Don't be afraid to bring it up later. And with that, we'll go down to Bob, K1RN. Doesn't sound like we've been an awful lot of ingenious input to your issue, but you know, I know you're quite adept at this stuff. I'm sure you'll come to a conclusion. K1RN, K1DCT in the tip stand.
K1DCT, this is K1RMN. I've sent off an email to Elecraft and asked them the same question, so I should hear back from them on Friday. They sent me the schematics, and I've got all the books, and it shows them directly hooking up, and with the newer technology, it may not be necessary, but I've asked them the question anyways, and a couple other ham friends of mine I've asked the same thing too, so I'll get a synopsis of all that. But as far as Christmas presents, I do have the KPA 500 and the KTA 500 tuner. They should be here next Tuesday. So they'll sit in a box while I'm down in Orlando on a business trip for a week, and maybe next weekend I'll have a chance to get them up into the shack. I've run the 220 line up here. I'll have to just get that. Once I see the cord that comes on the amplifier, I'll be able to go and select the appropriate connector for the line that's coming in here, and we should get that going. Discussion, let me reset. Quick discussion about the winter thing. I did spend about a half hour this afternoon with a buddy came over, and we did a little tree trimming. I had one branch on a pretty big tree that had got a little before winter came in, and luckily moved the antenna and it came right down, no problem. And shouldn't have any issues with tree branches, probably some icing. We all have those. And look forward to seeing how we make up through this winter with the 500. watts of extra power. Maybe I can get a little bit further, who knows. With that, let me send it back to net control. This is K1RMN.
All right, very good. Yes, a little extra power usually helps cover the distance a little better. I did pull out my 7300 manual, which I'm sure you have also, Bob, and on page 12-1, it does show that accessory socket. And there is actually a pin for the band voltage output that varies with the selected amateur band. So that might be something important too. So just throwing out information here. Kind of like similar to a manure spreader. So with that, we'll go down to Steve, NK1V. Tipsnet, this is your net control K1VCK.
NK1V. Let me see. Yeah, I think actually, Tim, the topic for the winter prep and stuff like that, it's actually a good topic. I got a bunch of things running through my mind that I have put on a notebook that I won't be able to find when we bring it up. And yeah, there's a lot of things. And a lot of things added to that is just the way that things change in the winter. You know, my whole, what I'm able to do and not do here drastically changes between midsummer and midwinter. So that's an interesting topic. And on the amp thing, that's I have an older rig and an older, my original one that I set up, the Ameritron, was a 756 Pro. And the, I believe it was the amp company, they're the ones that kind of were, they were kind of concerned about the, how much their relays pulled and stuff. But the best thing that I've learned in my few years of being a amateur radio operator, spending money I don't really have, is that it is good to check with people that actually know about the equipment, you know, either the manufacturer, who are sometimes hard to get a hold of, but often whoever your preferred retailer is, ask questions first before you do something expensive. Back to net, NK1V.
All right, very good, Steve. Yeah, it's always good to check. I mean, a lot of this, I won't say, a lot of this equipment is expensive. It can get expensive, but I think a lot of it's reasonable. But you still don't want to see that little puff of smoke come out of somewhere and have to get on that road. The one thing I will say from experience is L-Craft seems to be very good. I have a KX3 transceiver, and I had some knobs that were broken and stuff, and nickel-dime stuff, so I sent them an email how to get replacements, and they just sent them out free of charge, so that was good. Their website's good for doing upgrades and stuff, so they seem to be pretty responsive. I'd say more responsive than maybe some of the others. With that, we'll take a short break here and call for any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control. Please come now.
Here is KC1 KLW, Jerry.
KLW, recognized. Good evening, Jerry. I'll give you a little instant service. I don't know how long you've been listening. I'll give you the Reader's Digest condensed version. We've talked about the former NFA 440 repeater gone missing. Talked about the first Wednesday TIPSnet topics, and also about connecting an ICOM 7300 to a KBA 500 amplifier. So if you have any input on that, or if you'd like to bring up something else, it's all yours. This is Kilo 1 DCT, excuse me, your TIPSnet control.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone else on the net. No, I don't have anything to discuss other than I'm looking into attenuators, antenna attenuators, and I'm on the web now looking for designs that I can use for Saturday's fox hunt. So I have a brand new loop antenna that I'm trying to attenuate, because it's just so sensitive. So that's my quest right now, and if anyone has any tips about that, I'll be happy to listen to it. KC1KLW, back to net.
All right, very good. I'm sure there's, you know, good stuff out there, and somewhere if I dig around in my file cabinet here, I probably have the schematic for the attenuator. Excuse me, my voice is not going to hold out here, I don't think. But the attenuator I use with my direction finding equipment. So if I find a copy of it, I can. I expect to be there on Saturday. We'll see how that goes. If not, we are right here in town. So that brings us back to the top of the order here. And I guess we've kind of beaten everything pretty hard so far. So, Tim, if you want to come in with your deferred comment or anything else you'd like to bring up, interject, go ahead. KC1 PWR K1 DCT in the tip stand.
Thank you, Dave. This is Tim, KC1 TWR. Sorry, Jerry, I can't help you with attenuators. Yeah, the comment that I had is I had a chance, a reason to go up to Storrs, Connecticut this afternoon, and on the way I was listening to the W1BRS Repairs of Manchester repeater at 145.110, and I overheard an interesting conversation, and Craig, KC1ELZ, is in the process apparently of building a 2-meter antenna on top of a construction helmet to wear during various events and so forth. And apparently he's been, you know, talking to his fellow amateur radio operators up there, and you know, some sport has been made of it majorly, and you know, he understands that and is part of that, I'm sure. But it was interesting talking about the type of connectors, whether to go with BMC or NMO, and whether to use what kind of antenna, and they were talking about putting in a quarter wave, making a quarter wave ground plane. And the idea being is, as he put it, that there's always concern about people's cell phones and the energy that's being, you know, near the brain and what it can do to it, and we're using handhelds where, you know, as we hold it up and talk to it, we're being hit full face front with the antenna with the power from there. So his thought was that if you were to put a quarter wave ground plane up on top of your head, so you don't have to use both hands or even one hand to hold it, and run the wire down to the HT, then quite possibly you could be, you know, saving your brain a little bit more, or not causing any potential damage. And I thought that was a fascinating thought, and we'll see what happens. Well, once it gets it done, they were talking somebody was encouraging him to make YouTube a video of it, and depending on how it goes, I might see if we can invite him down to one of the club meetings to give a demonstration about it. But that's the topic, that's the comment I wanted to bring forth, as I found it a very interesting conversation. Back to Net Control, KC1TWR.
All right, yes, very interesting, and, you know, definitely true when you're holding that handheld in front of your face. Or if you even got it on your belt with a speaker mic, you know, that RF is right there. So, and I don't know how many years ago it was, but a number of years ago, I remember seeing something about that. It probably was in QSP, where somebody took a hard hat, you know, a plastic, you know, safety issue hard hat, and drilled a hole in it, put a whatever kind of connector they wanted on there, and then lined the inside of it with, it was either aluminum foil or copper foil, lined the hole inside with it, and then connected up a piece of coax with a connector for whatever kind of radio it was. So it's certainly possible. I actually have a metal hard hat here that would probably work pretty well. And the neat thing about that is when you're directly under the antenna, it's kind of like we used to call it the cone of silence. There's not very much RF when you're directly under the antenna. So with that, we've got plenty of time. Let's go down and see what Kevin has for any thoughts on that. K6PDG, K1DCT in the tips net.
Thanks, Dave. Well, I'll go quickly because I've been taking notes, so I got a couple of comments. First, I want to thank Steve. Steve, I hope you don't mind if I plagiarized your words. I thought that was very funny when you said, ask questions before you do something expensive. I'm fully expecting you to say, before you do something stupid, and you said, before you do something expensive. I thought that was really right on and applies to much more than ham radio. Tim, you might want to, on your magic list, I just thought of something when John mentioned the balloon experiment that the hams over at NFA actually do every year. Ham radio ballooning might be a good topic for first Wednesday in the spring. I have a little bit of knowledge about that because I was sort of the communications director for the Pacific Northwest Amateur Balloon Experiment back in the 90s, which was, I think, written up in QST and a few other places. Let's see, moving right along here. On the antenna on the helmet, yeah, there was a guy when I was out in California, and I believe he was a friend of WB6NOA, Gordon West. I was taking Gordon's classes when I heard about this. Let me reset. was a very tall guy, and which kind of made it more amusing. He was about 6'4", 6'5", bigger dude, and he may be the one that you were referring to, Dave, and he did exactly that. He put a antenna on top of his hard hat helmet. So it has been done before, but not often. I kind of think it's a cool idea. And a quick story, Jerry went and, I guess he said, he made this loop antenna for DFing, and it appears to be too sensitive, at least for close proximity. Quick story, I don't think Jerry will mind me telling this. So we went down in front of my house, and I had one of his radios, and he had the other. On the radio he had fixed the loop, and he was not comfortable transmitting on it. The antenna wasn't built for transmitting, just for listening. And we agreed that Jerry would go and get lost. He would go, well, he ended up walking over by the Yannick Cemetery, which is about 3 blocks from my house. Let me reset. And then he would kind of test out using this loop to see if it actually performed the way he hoped it would. And the end result of that was it really didn't, because even though I was only transmitting with about 1 watt of power, it was just too much of a signal. The antenna was hearing it too well. The funny part of the story, though, is I was just transmitting on a simplex frequency, just sort of a QST experiment, giving my call every few minutes, all the proper things that you would do, but Jerry couldn't answer. So I was just continually transmitting for pretty much for like 15 minutes, and I'm going on and on, and I'm thinking, gee, where is Jerry? Did he get lost? But all of a sudden, his voice comes from 2 feet away from me. QRZ, is this frequency in use? Scared the out of me. KA6PDG back to net.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's, I find that amusing. Maybe you didn't at the time, but, loop antennas are nice. They give you a front back. They give you a line. Not like a Yagi where you can do a little front to back. So, but they work. So. Let's go down to John, W1JOP, and the tips net. This is your net control, K1 Delta Charlie Tango. John, yeah, no problem. We all have a little opportunity here. It's not tightly controlled net. So, let's see. Bob, you have any further comments on anything been talked about so far? K1 RMN, K1 DCT, and the tips.
K1 DCT, this is K1 RMN. Well, I got a couple. One, there is a young lady that's been walking around Dayton for probably the last 8 to 10 years. Very famous. Lots of people want to get their picture taken with her because she has a hairdo with an antenna built into it. It's quite a striking ensemble. But she walks around Dayton, and she has a friend with her, and they have their radio, and they chat with people. So she has one built into her hairdo. But on that same note, there was about two or three different booths out there with folks that were building antennas into hard hats. So while some people may think it's new in a certain area, I did get a chance to see that last spring out in Dayton. So I guess a few people are very interested in it. There were a couple of guys walking around the show with them on, but there was at least two booths with guys that were making them and trying to sell them. So I found that quite interesting. And hopefully, in the next section, somebody will cover the time and the location for the Fox Hunt this Saturday, because I definitely want to try and make that. This is K1 RMN, back to net.
Very good, Bob. Yes, I'm sure that's going to come up during the comment section. Right now, we'll get down to Steve, NK1Z. Any final comments before we move on to the next section of the net. Go ahead, Steve. This is K1DCT.
And K1B. Yeah, the, yeah, Kevin, I've seen a bumper sticker on the back of a, look like a way overpriced pickup truck one day. Said my most recent bad decision. And the ground plane overhead and all makes sense, but I tend to, even when I'm out or whatever, anywhere with radio equipment stuff, I tend to prefer stealth over health, because in my occupation I'm bombarded by all kinds of stuff like that anyway, so and my actual transmitting is usually somewhat minimal, and I do try to be smart about the amount of power I use and stuff, but it is a pretty cool concept, and it does help with that's one of the pains about HDs and stuff, especially if you have a longer antenna, is trying to keep track of that thing and not poke your eye out and all that stuff. So I guess if it's on top of your head, you get a pretty slim chance of poking your eye out. Back to that, and K1B.
All right, Steve, yes, we're coming up on that time of the year, that season, where you can shoot your eye out with your Red Ryder BB gun, built-in compass. So, I find if I'm out in an event somewhere, transmit time's pretty minimal. And if I have to, usually I have a speaker mic, and I'll take the handheld off my belt and actually hold it up over my head like I'm waving with it, and gives me a little more height above average terrain. So, let's see. Let's get out and see if Jerry has any final comments before we move into the traditional comment section of the net. And Jerry, I do have a copy of the attenuator that I built many years ago, so I can make another copy of it and get it to you somehow. KC1KLW, K1DCT in the tip net.
Well, that sounds great, Dave. I will be at breakfast on Saturday morning, so that might be a place for us to meet first thing Saturday morning. I'd love to see those schematics. I am on the internet. I am looking at schematics here. And now I'm trying to find how to make one miniaturized. Anyway, thanks for the good thoughts. Appreciate it. And I'll talk to you later. KC1KOW, back to net.
All right, with that, I will I'll move on to the second section of the net regarding announcements and items of interest. Anyone has any announcements or upcoming events, please call now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tip net.
6PDG will cover the box on.
Very good, Kevin. Go ahead and fill us in on the time and place of the upcoming Fox Hunt. K6BDG, K1DCK.
All right, thank you. There's going to be a Fox Hunt this Saturday in the Norwich area, and all amateurs who'd like to participate are welcome, whether you're an experienced fox hunter or new at it. If you are new and want to pair up with somebody more experienced, we can do that. Just get to the meeting spot a few minutes early, which also can be a good idea if you're looking for tips about fox hunting and attenuators and that kind of thing. Anyway, the details of Fox Hunt being coordinated by November Alpha 1 Charlie November. He's the guy in charge. Not sure whether he will be the fox, but he's the one coordinating it. 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. The starting point will be at the Norwich Town commuter lot off I-395. That's the Norwich Town commuter lot off 395. That's the wording that exists on the announcement on the Norwich repeater. I don't know what exit that is. It might be 14. 14, but I'm really not too good with the new exit numbers. And, of course, questions could be directed to November Alpha 1, Charlie November. And I think that's it for the Fox on KA6PDG.
All right, very good, Kevin. Thank you. We got in Norwich Town commuter lot. So that's on, West Town Street? Yeah, West Town Street. The cross street would be Wawekas Street, in case you want to look it up on a map if you're not intricately familiar with the area. So that sounds like fun. I hope I can be there. Never know. So, any further comments or follow-up on that, questions, please call now. This is K1 DCT in the 6th. All right, we'll move into the third section of cell swap and seeking amateur radio related items. Is there anyone out there that is fits into one of those categories? Please call now. Delta Charlie Tango, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, the weekly tip net. This is going to be the last call. Are there any additional check-ins? Please call now. All right, I want to thank everybody for showing up and our good discussions tonight. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, has been meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031, and that's 1031, Route 32 in Montville, Connecticut. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and opens to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.net. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. We now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening, 7-3. Enjoy Thanksgiving, and remember, it's a good time to be a ham, not a turkey.
If you eat enough for Thanksgiving dinner, you'll have built-in attenuation, KA6